USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We have a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
President Biden's comments at the White House today. The president saying the Delta variant of coronavirus is moving like wildfire among those who are unvaccinated. Regarding the vaccinated, Biden continues.
If you're vaccinated, you are highly unlikely to get COVID-19. And even if you do, the chances are you won't show any symptoms. And if you do, they'll most likely be very mild. Vaccinated people almost never are hospitalized with COVID-19. In fact, according to one recent study, 95% of overall COVID-19 hospitalizations are among those not fully vaccinated.
The White House set to announce a new eviction moratorium expected to target areas with high levels of COVID-19. USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
It's been more than 6 months since President Joe Biden took office. Senate Minority Leader and Kentucky Republican Senator Mitch McConnell offers his review of the president's time in office, beginning with the economy.
Mostly what they had to do was not get in the way. So, where are we 6 months in? The U.S. economy has broken some recent records, mostly the wrong ones. Inflation just clocked its steepest 12-month increase in more than a decade.
The White House saying they believe prices for goods will go down as the economy returns to normal. Today marks 2 years since 23 people were killed in a mass murder at a Walmart in Texas. The city of El Paso planning to commemorate the tragedy with a bell tolling ceremony, healing garden, and luminary display tonight. The 23-year-old suspect in the shooting has yet to stand trial. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Tyson Foods says they will require COVID-19 vaccinations for all of their U.S. workforce of about 120,000, aiming for total vaccination of the meat giant's employees by November 1st. The company saying they will offer a $200 bonus to its frontline workers as an incentive. That news as Target employees starting today will be wearing masks in high-risk coronavirus communities. Shoppers will not be required to mask up, although Target is recommending it. When it comes to the Delta variant and some of these new regulations, former Assistant Health and Human Services Secretary Brett Jouar reminds everyone.
Delta really is a different virus. It is much more transmissible, about equivalent to chickenpox, meaning for every person who gets it, on average, they'll infect 9 people. This is the bottom line facts, and I understand why people are confused. The vaccines are very effective at preventing hospitalizations and death. That goes for Delta as well. However, the vaccines are not so good at protecting just infection, not serious infection, but just infection. That means right now we estimate about 35,000 vaccinated people per week are getting breakthrough infections. And given the transmissibility, that means those 35,000 will transmit it to another 200,000 people. So it is a different virus. Please get vaccinated. If you're not vaccinated and you have not had COVID before, you will get Delta.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.